For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special Punchdrunk Sports, a Monday edition. Tuesday and Wednesday, they rented out the studio to shoot something far more important than our podcast. Sam Tripoli is in Vegas. Ari Shaffir is somewhere probably having sex with Puerto Rican boys on the cheap. No one knows where he is. But Teeb's here, and I am joined by
usually expensive Puerto Rican boys?
I mean, Ari's
when
Jewish.
When you say on the cheap.
Ari's Jewish. And if you're going to go on a world, you know, wide tour of, you know, having sex with underage children or whatever it is he's doing, I imagine a Jewish gentleman would find a way to do that on the
cheap.
He's
in Pennsylvania and he's dating an Amish girl.
Okay.
Is he really?
That's what's you got, and he just
this whole time
want to be judged by you guys.
He's been churning butter.
I used to go buy honey up there. I used to get out of go by the King of Prussia Mall, and I knew some. Not a lot of Amish, but I knew a couple of them. And they used to make make their own honey.
They make their own everything. I grew up around a lot of Amish people as well. And the sultry voices that you hear are two of my not only favorite people, but legitimate best friends. Tate Fletcher, ladies and gentlemen, and Theo fucking Vaughn. Number one album in the country.
Yeah, just hit just a little bit ago. So thank you guys for the support, and thank you for the support, man. I really appreciate you.
You're a fucking hilarious comic. You're one of my favorite to watch. I say that all the time, and I'm excited. Your new album, so it just came out the other day?
Yep, 30-pound bag of hamster bones. It's about, I used to be in the hamster industry as a child, not as a child, but as a maybe basically a middle-aged child. And yeah, we had a we had a good run in it and ran into some issues. And then that market's gone abroad now, but maybe fucking Trump will bring it back, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I guess so. Now, you've talked about it on this show before, but you basically had a job selling tattooed hamsters.
Yeah, branded.
Branded hamsters outside of concerts to people on ecstasy.
Well, our most popular, the most popular recipient or purchaser was people under the influence of ecstasy pills.
Because they're tactily pleasant to touch?
Yeah, they just, dude, it's surprising, man. You hit them, it's just a market you wouldn't expect.
Let me say this.
It's kind of like the black guy in the bathroom, you know, if you're at like one of those nicer restaurants and they got that gentleman in the bathroom.
Like from the 1920s, it looks like he's about to start tap dancing at any time.
We're
like, here's a place for you to take a handsome shit, sir. Yeah. And I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, like the shit bouncer. It's kind of like that joke, you know? But, people would buy them, man, and it was – I got
How
caught
How much can you get for a hamster?
Oh, back then we'd probably sell them $8.
And what would you get them for? What was the markup on them?
Oh, I don't know. I was basically – I was a peon in the game.
I see.
Yeah, I wasn't at the top of the
chain. What was the –
How big is that chain? How many people –
What was the kingpin of the chain driving? Yeah. What was his car?
This guy, Mr. Kenny. He was driving a truck.
Mr. Kenny.
Yeah, so no last name, bro.
Now,
so probably not making that much money.
Could Mr. Kenny pull his house with his truck?
Mm.
Or was his house stationary?
You know, I never even – he lived off-site, he always called it. So maybe he just lived in a mobile home.
Okay.
But he called it off-site.
And what was the site that he was off?
Like, I never saw that
not
part.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, where's your house? I'm off-site. Off of this site? Because we're in a McDonald's parking lot right now.
I never saw that site. But nice to be here, man. Thank you for having me, Jason. I appreciate it. And Tate, good to see you, man.
Nice to see you.
We just got to know each other recently at the Comedy Store.
Real well.
And it was cool, man. And I saw you there the other day, and it was just nice to see you in that area, dude. There's a lot of good people you're running in circles with.
Yeah,
it's nice to be there. I like it.
Yeah, it's fun, huh?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, you can get into some good conversations. There's people running around. it's a pretty safe environment overall.
Mm-hmm.
It's chill.
Sans Juan murder in the last
except
year.
For that.
That's true, dude.
Except for the murder and the two fights
what
that happen every night.
How many comedy stores can claim a murder?
Baltimore, I know, has one.
In every store.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
If you're going to be like Philly or Baltimore, I'd be like, oh, yes. Yeah, yep, there's been Philly, a murder there.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's probably. That's a good question.
Like in the 90s.
What are the best comedy store murders? Well, they had somebody jumped off of the hotel next door to the comedy store in Los Angeles.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
So that guy.
That was like during the strike or right at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
He was just upset.
Yeah, he wasn't getting stage time. I mean, that's what the story is with it. I think it's in that book.
What about the dude at the Magic Castle that just hung himself shot?
Yeah.
First, there was a rumor that he shot himself in the head with a nail gun.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which I think got dispelled. That was just the most romantic way we could say it. Like, that he was on stage and he had a bit with a nail gun and then he shot himself in the head with it. But then somebody said that he hung himself backstage.
Was he just like the world's worst magician?
I'm not certain.
I don't know. If he pops back up, dude, though, this gangster, dude.
Yeah.
Like if it's his service or whatever and he's like, ta-da.
Yeah, like 4 years later.
And pulls a nail out of his head.
Yeah.
Spits it out.
With the back end of a hammer.
And see, in the old days, people would have done that, I bet, you know? And I wonder who said that rumor he did it with a nail. That's surprising, huh?
That's a hard way to kill yourself. You know what else? Hard way? BB gun. And you just keep doing it till your head's too heavy to pick up off the table.
Damn.
Like, you know, you got to reload that so many times where you're just like, clunk. You know?
Seems like there's better ways.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that's how far down the scale I've thought about killing myself. Because I'm like, I'm so over the traditional ways of daydreaming.
Is it okay where I parked?
Where is that?
Right out front, it says reserved out there, and there's like six cars there, and there's one spot, so I figured that was for me.
I can't imagine anybody telling you no.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
I'm going to go ahead and on behalf of everyone and be like, yes, sir.
Thank you.
That is your spot, man.
Now, you walked in, first of all, with a bag of Smarties or whatever, the little...
These orange.
Delicious.
You want one? Get one.
Yeah, I would love
Get in
one.
There,
Thank
yeah.
You.
So you just I'm walk good. In with... I'm good, thanks.
See you up. You sure?
See you up. No, I'm good. I don't want to take your last orange, but you have a some. Bag with two.
They're good.
I'd hate for you to get scurvy.
And...
yeah, but you look like you could be a candidate.
Yeah. I am, yeah. Scurvy. I didn't even... Sea people get. Scurvy sounds like something a pirate would
get. Well, because you're a scurvy dog.
Yeah.
What is scurvy? Do you know what scurvy is?
So if you have a lack of the appropriate nutrients.
Which I probably do.
No.
Come on.
You don't think he doesn't?
Have scurvy?
Oh, I if I had to guess.
He's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get you some, man. Get in there, dude.
If you had to guess fast.
But you would make it on a pirate ship, I think, before the rest of us would. You guys would make it. I'd be out.
I'm used to low-level standards. You know what I mean? Who survives a nuclear war? Not
you.
Billionaires, cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, it's true, huh?
Yeah.
You want to throw me at the bottom of a boat? Hey, that's an upgrade. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the lifestyle change. That's what I say. while you guys
so
are jumping ship and praying to whatever gods you believe in,
I got a bunch of pet rats.
There I am, sleeping in a pile of rats, smiling and dreaming.
Yeah, and that's going to be our business model when we get to the new land, right?
Yep.
There.
You could start tattooing rats when we get off the bus.
I'm going to go ahead and sell the ecstasy, and you guys can sell the rats.
So now, what would you?
Yeah, it's like a back end business, mm-hmm. dude. I like that.
Yeah, Tate's always
call me Mr. Kenny.
Call me Mr. Kenny. You only have one eye, too, dude. First time I ever did cocaine, too.
I feel like you know a lot of people
eye.
With one eye.
Different guy.
Different guy. Wow. In Tucson, Arizona.
You know two different people with one eye. Mr. Kenny and then the other coke guy?
Yeah, this dude. And I didn't know only when I walked in and he was snorting a line of cocaine and he came up and I'd never done cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought at that moment that he had...
Sucked his eye into his
ingested
head.
His eye into his own head or something. Like, well, something crazy had happened.
That'll scare you straight.
I'd only ever done cocaine before until I got introduced to crystal meth.
Damn.
You did meth before cocaine?
No, I'd only ever done cocaine.
Oh.
And then somebody came over with some crank and did that and put a, just this little tiny line. It didn't look like anything hardly. And I'd been doing rails. And I hit that and it felt like my head bisected and that everything just went kind of red hot and burning on this whole hemisphere of my head and brain. And I was like, and my eyes instantly watering and red. And I was like, it's a little rough going up. They're like, yeah, I forgot to tell you that. Had no idea. I was like, this is going to be nothing.
Now, did you think it was coke?
There's different substances in there. No, but I had no idea that somebody would actually legitimately do that voluntarily.
Yeah.
The one time I did.
A crank.
Then I did it voluntarily for another 9 months.
And what? Right, yeah, really? Wow. Damn. Cool. That crank. And now what is crank?
It's just, it's like math. It's math. Mm. Brought to you by bikers across America.
Oh, yeah. Really? It's a biker drug.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Mr. Kenny.
Yeah.
Himself. Now, what is this hat you walked in with?
This new
people aren't watching. It's like a baby with a crown on it, but it's a new era hat. It's like a very
but
nice
it's
hat.
A tough baby. Like that's a baby that's had some scraps and it's got confidence.
Yeah. Or it's like a mad midget wearing a crown or a big baby wearing a crown.
It is. They have a new team in New Orleans, the New Orleans Baby Cakes, and it's the
Baby Cakes.
Yeah, AAA Ball Club.
I imagine so.
So that's the Baby Cakes.
What is a baby cake?
It reminds me of like a wipe for your ass, like that you would clean. Is that a sponsor?
Yeah,
or?
That would be good. That wouldn't be a bad sponsor, man. Or some breast milk, like an Enfamil.
It's a brand new team, though.
Mm-hmm.
Have they even played yet, or are they just like, hey, let's start this team up, and then we'll sell merch, and then this is like their inaugural season.
And how do you got an inside guy to get a hat?
This inaugural season. A buddy of mine sent me the hat, and then he and I got in an argument and have not spoken since then.
What's his name?
His name is Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Mr. Johnny.
Together.
Yeah, and he got a baby and his wife, you know, they just, I don't know, he's upset with me. So
why are you guys in a thing?
It's just life, man. It's hard to manage. Sometimes it's hard to manage certain friendships as you get older because you're not busy, but it's just tough to navigate them.
He lives in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And he got mad at you all the way in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's a guy that's got problems.
It's a bit much, huh?
Yeah.
Seems heavy. So, but I feel like I got to make some sort of a, you know, I'll have to do something nice for him.
The last guy I saw that got like that, there was a friend of mine, he was fighting, he fought on TV, and there was an exponential amount of people that were following him, interacting with him, so he didn't see all the messages always that would come in, and then it got highlighted on his Facebook. It was an awesome read, like fucking, one of those was 680 comments, but he was mad because the guy hadn't got back to him when he wished him well. And was, hey, dude, always been on your side. Thank you, thank you. And then you're an arrogant fucking piece of shit. He's like, dude, here's all. And all the text messages had been saved. It was awesome.
Wow.
But people get mad if you get a little bit of heat and you're going so. And they're like, dude, I've been back here. I know I haven't talked to you in 15 years. But like, I reached out and you weren't fucking there for me, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's weird. People are fucking odd as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Or they think you're big time. And like, you know, like Mickey Gall, who's a good friend of the show. He's an up-and-coming UFC fighter, what, 3-4 fights only, but he must be getting blown up left and right. He beat CM Punk. That kind of gave him a little limelight. I sent him a text. I was like, hey, buddy.
Who was the next guy he beat?
What's that?
Who was the next guy that he beat?
He beat CM Punk, and then he beat...
somebody legit.
Yeah, the... Sage Northcutt.
So two big names.
And
Sage was, you know, like had a lot of steam going forward.
Yep.
So that's huge for his name.
Huge for his name.
And he was brought in to lose twice.
Right.
That's the other thing, yeah.
And one in, like, really easily, beat the shit out of him.
So is he Irish?
I sent him a text that was like, he's from Jersey, just a regular Jersey guy. Great kid, though.
Yeah.
He could be Irish and from Jersey, Jason.
Send him a text. Of course you could. But I don't think he's Irish. And I texted, hey,
does
man,
he look Irish
good luck
when you
this
look
week.
At him?
Doesn't look Irish.
Does he smell boozy?
Doesn't smell too boozy.
Freckled or not spotted?
No red hair, no freckles, no leprechaun kind of vibe whatsoever.
What's his dick like?
I've only seen it in the dark and with the roof of my mouth, but pretty standard.
Wow, man.
But I sent him a text like, hey, man, good luck this weekend. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Have a good fight.
You guys don't ever clean these, do they?
I would not even be remotely putting anything near that.
Yeah.
Didn't expect a hit back, but then I'm like, he must get 1,000 of those.
Yeah.
I'm a guy on a podcast that he's called into a few times. Such peripheral. We're not like best friends. I can't imagine the amount of people that knew him back in the day or were like, oh, yeah, I went to elementary school with him, that just blow him up the week of a fight.
Yeah.
And for somebody to get butthurt like, bro, you're a dick, man. I'm like, bitch, I haven't talked to you since I cheated off you in high school.
Yeah.
Now you want to be my best friend? Where were you when I was training all the time?
Well, I do think, it's interesting, and it's interesting what you said too, Tate, I will feel bad sometimes if I don't get back to someone, and not saying that I've achieved any great claim or anything like that, but there will be
people
that reach out.
You're on Netflix, motherfucker. You got to show it with your name on it. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, man. And, you know, and people will reach out sometimes, and, you know, I always try to get back to them, you know, because then I'll feel bad. I guess it's wrong for me to feel bad.
I don't know. I think it's like, It's weird. The people that I know in the kind of entertainment business, after a while, it's like you'll get texts now and then. They're like, "Hey, dude, here's my new phone number. I just had to change it." Or like Rogan when he accidentally tweeted his live one time.
I did that too.
And then like Dana White's changed his phone a bunch of times. But like that kind of shit. I think it's just like you get all these numbers that there's like you need a purge after a while. And
yeah,
I don't know, I'm keeping my number. Fuck that.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that
for now.
But. Yeah, we'll see. But I think that it's the nicest thing is to be able to get back. And then also it weeds out who you want there and who you don't. Because I like to interact with everybody too, man. I like to know what's going on and
yeah,
what people are seeing and try to interact with everybody. Do you interact with download or direct messages?
Yeah, I usually do. I try to get back to them. Like, I'm
pretty good about it.
A couple times a week and just try and run through a couple of them, but try and be sincere and see what's going on. It's interesting. I've had some of the best insights from fans.
It's cool.
And from just your friends or people saying, "Hey, man, what about this?" You know.
And people generally on social media reach out to be kind.
Yeah.
To say, "Hey, man, I heard you on this podcast. This really helped me get my life, in order." Or I love when you talk about this. Or this segment makes me laugh. Or you're one of my, favorite people.
There's
to
a lot of
to.
Cool people out there for sure.
People don't go out of their way to go, "Hey, I just want to let you know I hate your show." I don't, because those people just don't listen to you.
Yeah.
They unfollow you. You're not in their fucking.
Or some keep following you.
Yeah, but that's what they do.
That's so crazy.
They love to just be that guy.
Hunt them.
It's a trip.
It's weird, man, dude. I put this video up the other day. It was just like a silly bit that I have about Denny's, right? Making fun of the Denny's restaurant. Right? It was one of my early bits, and people like it because it's, everybody can relate to it a little bit. Well, I talk about in there that I wish people would just shoot up a Denny's, just gun it down, you know? Some dude posted in the timeline, in the comments line, a video of a news story. He goes, "My dad got gunned down at a Denny's."
How dope is that?
And he goes, "But I still love your bit, bro." That's what he said.
That's a funny bit.
Holy shit.
Dude, that's a funny bit when you're like, man.
We had a rocky relationship anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Dude, it hit me in the heart when I read that because I was like, holy shit, man. This guy heard that.
But also people die.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
And you have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Unless you sold that bit because it's an old bit and the killer saw that bit.
Right.
And is like, damn, I'm going to go fucking shoot up a Denny's.
In which case, still, people aren't rare.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's plenty of us. We'll be fine.
Yeah, we will, man. That's a good point.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about something we were talking about the other day, hanging out with Theo Vaughn, which you had mentioned something. And like I said, one of my good friends. But every now and then, you will come up with a story or tell me something about your life.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating.
Yeah.
That I'm like, how did I not know this insane story? And you told me the other day that you had a job as a middle-aged child, again, where you were working in the wishing well industry.
Yeah, I was in the wishing well business for a little bit.
What does that even mean that you were in the wishing well business?
Was that pre-hamster or post-hamster?
Good question.
Yeah,
of course.
This was post-hamster. They had a dude in our town, him and his brother.
You lose the hamster job. That goes under.
Yeah, then I sold Italian food indoors, actually, at this pizza place for a while.
That's called being a waiter.
Yeah, it wasn't really a waiter. It was just
a weird
way
to say that, right?
Yeah.
It was like a middleman for Italian
food. I used to hustle Italian food inside a Sbarro.
The key word is
in the airport. And
the key word is indoors. Like every Italian place is usually only outdoor sales.
Yeah.
But
that's what they were doing it indoors and
so you worked in a restaurant.
Yeah.
So okay. Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And what we had a born again Christian gentleman who was the
these motherfuckers. They weren't born right the first time. What's wrong with you?
Dude,
right?
This dude was reborn.
Shit together.
He was reborn, unborn, double born, Jason born.
Wow, unbelievable. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Jason born again Christian.
That is a fucking great. Like,
that's a great sketch.
That's a great band name.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a great
Jason
sketch,
born again Christians.
Dude. You just fucking sneak up on somebody and you just hit them with a psalm.
Jason born again.
Fights lions and shit. Yeah,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Good Coliseum fighter, that guy.
Knows 90 languages.
Oh.
So you're an indoor Italian food.
Well, yeah, that guy was a
born again
Christian. He wore Garfield t-shirts all the time and he didn't believe in pop culture and he only believed in just everything.
Wait a minute. He wore Garfield t-shirts yet did not believe in pulp.
Oh, that went right under the nose of me. Good catch. Yeah, I didn't even notice that. That's
That was his preferred. I guess he figured that is just like a safe you know, just
garment.
Yeah,
he wore maybe that. That was what he was born again to, and that was his deity.
And maybe he was born again in that.
Now, was he always at the indoor Italian eatery wearing a Garfield shirt because of Garfield's love of lasagna?
Yeah. He was a manager.
Yeah, he was a manager,
and he wore a T-shirt.
Yeah. This is a told you guys.
How many eyes did he have?
Trying to explain the outfit to you, too.
He's a double-eyed
situation.
What
type of tennis shoes?
He's a double-eyed. I'm not even sure. Basic, probably. This is New Balance.
Not loafers, though.
No, not loafers. Okay. Probably New Balance or like before Reebok. New Balance were cool, though.
Yeah.
I have New Balance on right now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Great. Really good looking.
Oh, wow. Those are pretty nice, huh? Yeah. Oh, they've really stepped their game up.
Yeah, I have Old Balance on.
But anyway, I got in there. But after that, I got out. They had a fella in our town, this guy. What was his name? Frenchman. This guy was a Frenchman.
Mr. Something.
Yeah. Erlon. Maybe Erlon.
Something
Mr. Erlon.
Starting with an L with an apostrophe right after it.
Yeah, maybe La Erlon.
Mm-hmm.
And he him and his brother had two wells. They had two wells in town, one on a nature trail and one in a kind of a popular park. And so people would, wish in them,
throw a coin in and make a wish.
Yeah, you throw the coin in, you put
they
your
They were known for wells.
I don't know what else they were known for. I didn't know them that well, ironically. I just got caught up with them and they were hiring somebody to clean them out. So four times a year.
Clean the wells out from the coins.
Yeah, you get in there and somebody clean them out. You know?
How big are these wishing wells?
Let me think for a second.
Oh, this is so good.
I'm trying to remember what it was like in there.
I thought you were trying to feel the space and the energy.
Could you feel both sides of him when you...
I could, as a child, I don't think I could feel both sides, but I bet right now I could probably
touch
both sides.
You'd be able to
touch
them, okay. And how deep are you in that well?
12 feet.
12 feet down.
It's 12 feet deep of water?
No, it's not water. The bottom's got a little bit of water and mud in it and trash. That's the thing is.
It's a giant hole. There's no water?
I want to refer back to the list of the toilets of the world. Did it look anything like this?
Yeah, it didn't have that back setting on it, though, right there.
So it was just a big... So in my mind, it was like a fountain and a big water kind of experience.
And
but
it had the thing over the top.
Yeah, it had the thing over the top.
The bucket would go down.
And the bucket.
Yeah.
Somebody stole the bucket.
So this is a well that just non-functioning well that people are just chucking things into and making wishes.
It was supposed to be wishes, but here's the thing about it that you don't realize.
Oh, sometimes they want to do a wish.
Oh, people are just dark side of business. That business is that people are throwing just garbage, trash, guns. Found guns.
Really?
How many guns you get in there?
I don't fucking know. People had guns and didn't want them anymore.
I wonder why they wouldn't want them anymore, Theo.
Yeah. Crime.
100% crime.
That's 100% crime.
So how deep down do you have to get? Do you have to like go down on a rope to get to the bottom?
Nope, put a ladder in there. We get a tall ladder.
Okay.
And get in. And then you just be down there fucking cleaning the shit out, dude. And
but with buckets, you'd have your own bucket and then they'd haul the bucket up or something?
Yeah, buckets or we'd get like a, I remember I had like these two big pieces of Visqueen kind of, we put a bunch of junk in there and then fold it
like
up.
Like a tarp almost.
Carry it up, yeah.
Tie it up.
Yeah, tie it up, carry it up. But I mean, the stuff people throw in, it's not a lot of wishes, man, which is the saddest part. It's not.
How many wishes did you haul out of there?
How do you know? Oh.
Over the years, probably thousands.
Thousands? Thousands. So,
but there should have been tens or hundreds of thousands of wishes in there.
I would expect a lot more. And there was just tons of recyclables. There's tons of...
Now, would you be responsible for recycling the recyclables and getting that money as
no,
well?
No, they didn't have recycling back then. That's when you could just do whatever you wanted, dude.
Yeah, that was just a lot of crime.
We're headed that way again.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Let's do it, bro.
MAGA.
Yeah, dude.
I remember when littering was just totally fine, man. Littering was big deal.
You get that McDonald's with the Styrofoam Big Mac thing the fucking window. Follow it up with your glass Mountain Dew bottle, which, by the way, at fucking 70 miles per hour on the highway, they'll bounce. Them fuckers are. Get hit with one of those, you'll know it. It's like a bat.
Yeah, you'd rather get those Mexican Coke bottles. I'd rather get hit by a regular beer bottle than one of those.
Man.
Those are like a fucking glass bat.
Yeah, they're made to last.
You know what I mean? It's like a glass blackjack.
What have you been hit by, I wonder, in your day, Tate?
I got hit by a carjack once. That was pretty bad.
Did you?
I was a kid, though. I was like 15, and he was a grown-ass man. He was upset.
A carjack?
Yeah.
Upset. Like hit you where? Like
across,
in the arm?
Across the small of my back.
Well, gee, like, thank God it wasn't a fucking tooth.
It was shitty.
That'll fucking
ruin
your
that
would have
killed me. If he'd hit me in the head, it would have been
kill
a raw deal. Yeah.
Yeah. And were you the kind of guy?
We had a bunch of weed from we got some weed from his
farm or whatever.
No, that was another guy. But we his girlfriend, he was a biker, dude, unsavory fellow. And
yeah, it's crazy.
Well, maybe
country.
He was a nice guy. Maybe I had a wrong way of looking at it that time. Anyway, I was a kid. We got this weed, but it was garbage, and so we were pissed because it was a half a pound or something. It was me and my buddy split it, and you couldn't get high off it. Mm. But it looked good. It was weird.
Mm.
And I was like, when we were pissed and fucking calling her names and stuff, probably. Anyway, we were at the Curvans, which is like a pizza gas station combo. They throw all that business in together.
Trust me, I know about
that. It's all
that.
Indoors.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
And, we were yelling at her, and then he came up behind me, and as soon as Tucker said, look out, and that was too late, and he kicked us back down the road. Anyway, white crosses, the little speed, the ephedras?
Anyway,
they sell them at truck stops and shit all over.
Legal?
No, legal.
No-dose
things.
Tucker had a bunch of those, I go, you know what? We'll get – his mom had one of those spray bottles, and so we put all warm water in there and shook it all up and dissolved them. And
filled it on what, a lizard?
We put all the weed out, and then we sprayed all the weed with the speed.
Are you kidding me?
No, man.
That's awesome.
We just had to make money somehow. We didn't know how we were going to turn
it. Did that do anything, or did that work?
You get high off it. You get like a weird speedy high. I didn't smoke much of it. But
if you had, like, let's say I was, you know, in your clientele in the neighborhood back in the day or whatever, and I'm like, hey, let me get an eighth or whatever.
Yeah.
I would then get pot, what I think is pot.
Right.
And now I'd smoke it, and I'm coked up to the tits.
You wouldn't be exactly stoked, but you'd just be wanting a head change anyway. You know, we're just a bunch of poor kids in northern Michigan trying to make it work.
Yeah. I feel that. Did you get scared when you were selling drugs?
The police.
Did you ever sell drugs?
Yeah.
Well, we sold an ounce of weed one time, me and a buddy that I was living with, and it was just over one afternoon, and by the end of it, we had ripped off all of our friends, we had lost money, and me and him got in a fist fight. So we ruined our lives completely.
Yeah. In an afternoon.
Yeah, just selling and trying to get rid of it. And we were so paranoid the whole time, dude. The whole time.
Duncan,
we thought the mailman was a cop. We thought he was undercover.
Oh, of course.
That's why I was always blown away when rap albums came out. And I was like, when the Chronic came out, I was like, how are they so brave? And I was like, they don't sell weed. These guys don't sell. Nobody sells dope in NWA. This never happened.
Right.
Like, fucking, there's not one drug dealer out there that's like, and now you get Meek Mill or whoever. It's like, quit pretending that, stop that. Just cut it out.
Yeah.
Act like a goddamn adult.
Yeah, you're a businessman is what you're hopefully
going. Nobody's screaming about that. You're hoping the spotlight didn't. I remember I used to think, I'm just so smart, they'll never catch me and all that kind of shit. It's like, no, dummy, they just didn't put the spotlight on you. Like, whatever they want to do, they can do to you.
Yep. The day after I met Duncan Trussell, we were selling acid together.
Wow.
What, like 24 hours after meeting Duncan.
How long have you known Duncan?
Since he moved here, however long. He lives in New York now, but ever since Duncan first got here.
He's like a human warp zone, isn't he? Isn't he?
Yeah. Hey, buddy. Duncan's interesting. And then Duncan and I built up such a high tolerance of acid because I had this big Visine bottle of liquid acid.
You had liquid acid.
Sure did. Jeez. And people would just knock on my door with like now and laters. Like, hey, man, we're going to Magic Mountain. I'd be like, blink, blink, see you later. But our tolerance had gotten so high of acid.
What year is this? 2000?
This show's about sports?
Shit. This is a big sports show.
We'll get to it.
I don't know, my bad. I'm like, what is the fucking...
What is the sport of acid? Wait, we haven't even got the sponsors yet.
I gotta start playing more sports.
Said the guy in the fucking giant midget baby hat.
Fuck you guys. He got beat with a fucking piece of car equipment. And you fucking used to give acid to people.
I sold it. I didn't give it. But Duncan and I, our tolerance was so high because everybody would do like acid like once that summer. But every time anybody did it, Duncan and I would be doing it with him too. So we would go to a party and, you know, douse up, you know, 5, 6, 7 people with like one thing. And then Duncan and I would do one right into each eye.
Good for you.
We wouldn't even go into our mouth because they're like,
savage.
Go fuck the whole digestive
system. Straight to the
system.
Brain.
100%.
Really?
And people would be like, are you guys crazy? And we're like, we're about to be.
Good times.
That was the day after I met Duncan.
I like that.
I'll tell you. But I met him right when I first met Duncan, he was answering the phones at the store, and he was Mitzi's driver.
How much if I have a cube of sugar for a drop of acid, What do you charge me for that?
I don't. I mean, this dude, this was probably like $2,000.
Was that
maybe
$5?
This is before the buildings fell down. Yeah, it was like $5 maybe. 2 for $10 or something like that.
I like acid a lot, but the problem is that you can't.
I got 100 hits for $80.
That's a good price.
Of Jesus. Liquid acid. And I kept going to the same girl because that's one of those drugs, like, it's either around or it hasn't been around in fucking 10 years.
I only seen it once back in the day.
And this was, I haven't seen it since. This is way, way, way. This is like 2000.
And then the last time I saw it was just over at Joey Diaz's. He got a bottle of it. Oh,
did he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He got that's part of his setup. His shop, he's got a little bottle, and then he's got a box of fucking Domino sugar cubes.
I'm doing his pot on Wednesday.
He probably used it to cure foot fungus. Listen, Diaz, dude. That guy put acid on anything.
All I'll tell you is don't accept any candies.
Oh, dude, I've
treats,
my third or fourth
or
time.
Beverages.
I just look at whatever Lee is eating and doing, and I just go, okay, I'm not going to do any whatever he's doing.
Lee's the sweetest.
Isn't he the greatest
beautiful
guy?
Lee, man.
I love Joey Diaz. Last time I was telling you this the other night, last time I did his podcast, he's so hilarious that, like, you'll say something, and then he'll just go on a tangent with it, something totally different.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, dog, that reminds me. 1986, I was sleeping under the spaceship. And I go, stop? You were sleeping under a spaceship? Yeah, dog, you know those in the park, those rocket ships that are like a bunch of monkey bars? I was sleeping under one of those. I go, oh, you were homeless in a park. We have a much different way, better way of looking at it.
His life was exciting with his narrative.
I used to sleep under a spaceship. I'm like, yeah, you're not at the JPL laboratory. You are homeless in a park.
Yeah.
Anyways, cocksucker, I digress.
It's great.
Look at Lee. Lee.
I know.
Come back to me, Lee. Open the door. Somebody give Lee some air. Lee's just.
I know.
He gets out, dude. But the rapport those guys have, the love is like palpable between those two. It's cool, man.
It is beautiful, man. It's the only kind of love I think you can almost find these days as a man is through another kind of smaller man, I feel like. Mm. Or a larger man if you are a small man.
It's a way to look at it. You compliment each other like that.
What does that exactly mean?
Dude, I don't know if the love.
You have love for a smaller man than you?
Or a
bigger man than you.
Man.
I'll tell you what happened to this time, dude. They had a...
When you say this time, is this post-hamster or pre-hamster?
This is a little bit after. This is when I was hitting puberty, right? When I was getting a little bit older than that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They had a boy in our town. They called him Will the Thrill. And he wasn't the Thrill, but that's what they called him.
Well, who was the Thrill?
I don't know what the Thrill. The fair came usually a couple days early, and for a quarter you could go ride the rides. But you're really, honestly, you were a guinea pig. They were trying out the rides on you.
Oh, before it would open, they'd throw all the New Orleans kids on the rides and be like, let's make sure nobody dies here.
For a quarter, on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And they charged you for it. Wow.
So was Will the Thrill an older guy or a younger guy?
No, he was young, and he was a small. He was a small boy. He didn't
was
have
he in
a,
good shape, built well?
No, he got. I think he eventually may have gotten almost some steroids as he got older. But as a child, he was, and he was.
So he started looking better. Is that you like him on the steroids or before the steroids more?
I like unsteroided meat.
Yeah. Okay.
On a man and on a woman.
You know what? I'm going to second that.
I do, man.
So go ahead. So you so will.
But anyway, we had a party and some boy had been ejaculating one of these older kids in our group, right? And we didn't know about it.
What do you mean?
I mean, we all have been ejaculating. I ejaculated earlier today twice already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've ejaculated. I've ejaculated.
You got that kind of edge in your system?
I mean, I get tense, and then I got to get it. I got to change my head somehow, and I use sex to do that.
I've ejaculated since this podcast started.
I even missent a dick pic. It was horrible. I don't even know the person I sent it to. Wow. I just wrote an apology right after, erased it, and act like it didn't even occur. I'm like, I guess if I erase it from my phone, it didn't happen.
Yep, eventually. After 3 days, it never happened.
I hope I never hear back from that person.
So some random teenager has been ejaculating somewhere.
Well, actually, this made me think. When I use Jason's dick pics. I use his dick as my dick pics.
Yeah, he does.
I was on a text chain, and a couple of his dicks came across it.
yeah.
And I use those as my dick if I have to send my dick out.
If you ever need a butthole, I got a good one.
I'm out, dude. I'm out, bro.
I'm out.
Because you know why? Because I will never need it.
You'd be surprised.
You never know.
What if some girl's like, hey, nice dick, but... Now, I know you've sent my dick pic because you've actually hit me up in the past and been like, hey, I might need some other dick pics. These ones are kind of running stale.
Yeah,
because
a girl wanted three and only had two of them.
Yeah. So anytime you need one, let me know. But has it ever come to...
What about Earl? You could always use Earl's.
The bait and switch. Have you gotten
Earl's
to the...
pale, I think. His penis is pretty pale.
Has it gotten to the bait and switch
and it's
where...
posing with a picture of Earl, which is a crazy
part. His face is always in. Earl, yeah, you can't play it off like that's you. Have you ever got to actually fuck a girl that you initiated contact with by using my dick pic, and then she's like, hey, this is a bait and switch?
I might have. I don't even know that answer.
Or you just go, hey, we got to turn the lights off.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, a lot of them probably don't remember. I mean, if somebody called out the dick, that'd be interesting. I don't know. I'm going to have to look back through and see who I sent it to and then investigate.
How will
that.
You ever do that?
Just look back.
No, you can't.
And be like, oh, did I have sex with this? How many girls have you sent my dick pic to? Ballpark.
More
probably
than
four.
20.
No, only about four or five.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
you have other
small,
guys
local
that
use
for other or no?
I gotta get a watermark on that
you
photo.
You solely use Tebow's dick.
This dude's my fucking dick model.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bro. Thanks, bro. I'll take it. Hey, that's work, bro. He's got the number one comedy album in America right now.
That's work, man. Yeah.
And you know what? Guess who's his fucking dick stunt double? Boom. Take that, John Wick. Yeah, you'll fly down a flight of stairs and you'll fight The Rock and Jumanji, but not me. I'm Theo's dick stunt double.
Dude, are you yelling at John Wick through your podcast?
Well, he got killed by John Wick in John Wick 1.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said the other night, how many movies are you going to die in?
That's rude, isn't it? Is that rude or not?
I don't know if it's rude.
I don't ever know either.
How many movies have you died in?
Somebody said to me the other day, I was at EBI last night. Some dude comes up to me and he goes, oh, taking time from all your jet setting around to come with the little people over here at the grappling tournament right around. I'm like, and he's trying not to be a cunt,
right.
But being a cunt. I was like, you're too dumb to even know you're being cunty.
Wow.
But I don't know, what was the question?
How dead is that guy right now, by the way?
Well,
he regrets inside, saying that. Yeah, dead inside. How many movies have you been killed in?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Maybe 20.
Do you ever feel like you are the black guy in Star Trek, where it's like, as soon as you show up, I'm like, oh, here it comes. They're going to take out this guy.
Is he a gay guy?
No, but it was always the black guy in Star Trek was always killed right away.
Oh, Leslie Jones would be in Star Trek.
There weren't a lot of black guys in Star Trek.
I know, because they always would get...
With James T. Kirk, the television program?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's only Lieutenant O'Hara.
No, but they would always be the random black guy.
And props to him. Really breaking down racial barriers. Back in the day, fucking black girls, green girls. Yep. He didn't give a fuck what color you were. You could have three heads. He'd bang you.
I think
James T. Kirk was putting in work back in the day when it wasn't popular.
I'm not into the galaxy that much. I'm not.
Oh, what does that mean? You're literally in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Have you ever, dated
Highway to
outside?
Heaven, probably the closest I ever got to Star Trek was Highway to Heaven. Have you guys seen that?
That is very far
Highway
away. How is Highway
Michael,
to Heaven?
Michael, what's his name?
Michael
Landon. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's from Little
Rest
House on
peace.
The Prairie, yeah. Right? Yeah.
And Victor French, who also passed.
Don't know Victor French.
Yeah, Victor French, man. He was good.
Okay.
You guys actually look a little bit alike, actually, now that I think about it.
All
like
right.
A very young Victor French.
All right.
But yeah, Michael Landon died, man.
Of AIDS, I believe.
No,
is that true?
Greg Louganis, I think you're talking about.
Greg Louganis is alive.
Oh.
But I think Michael Landon died of AIDS. If not, he should have.
This is how this becomes a sports podcast.
And yeah,
he brought in a swimmer that doesn't have AIDS.
See,
the closest thing we talked about is track marks.
I want to get back
to 2 months later, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Oh, cancer?
Got that, man.
Cancer?
Yeah. That's not AIDS.
He was going to get it, though. I mean, his lifestyle. He was for sure going to get it.
Does anybody get AIDS anymore?
He was a ladies' man.
The cool kids.
I feel like
we should bring back
passe.
AIDS. Let's bring back AIDS.
Somebody has it.
Let's start a pro AIDS rally. There's all these fighting AIDS marches, and everyone's marching, running, and doing marathons, you know, to stop AIDS. Let's do one for AIDS.
Do you think AIDS was... Did they ever figure out why it came about?
Government plot?
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting at?
I mean, I don't know what, because it's crazy that it just kind of came about. And it literally, it's kind of...
You know where I know it wasn't from?
Where?
Monkeys in Africa.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they told us? It's weird how they try to weave racism and all types of weird shit into it. Like,
oh, yeah. If we can,
it's all this. It's
if,
like,
if white people can blame anybody but white people, we're in.
It's a weird world.
Some non-white fucked a monkey. Yeah, that makes sense to me. As long as we're off the clock on this. Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, aliens came down and abducted her.
Too,
she wasn't
all the
raped.
People, all the
cool,
people
that's
that
cool.
Died, they were all the people that had AZT. So the cure then that pharmacological science gave them was
killed.
The thing that actually killed them. And all the people that just were like, I think I'll just deal with AIDS. And they stopped fucking sniffing glue and fucking each other all night long. And they got a full night's sleep. Those guys all lived.
Wow.
Full night's sleep, it's restorative.
I love that Chappelle joke that he has about, you know, how AIDS, they say AIDS came from monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And Chappelle's like, how tired of pussy How much pussy must you have gotten to switch over to monkeys?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, and you're going to be like, hey, man, let's go to the club. Nah, man, I'm just going to stay in and fuck my monkey, man.
Yeah, I'm just going
to. Rogan had a joke like that about some dude telling him, like, man, that guy gets so much pussy and all that. Well, I heard he's gay now. Well, yeah, maybe you just get so much pussy after a while, you're just like, fuck, maybe I'll just suck a dick or whatever. He's like, or you take a day off.
Yeah, exactly. That. And then Chappelle's like, you know how long it took me to get this monkey to suck my dick without trying to peel it first? It's such a good joke.
That's
man.
Very Roman. Being Roman, that's what they call being Roman, when you just are so... You've had so much women in your life that you switch over to being...
Some Caligula shit.
Yeah. You get to switch over to being with men or
I'm far away from that
boys.
Number.
I bet you're not.
I'm close.
I don't think the number has much to do with
yeah.
it for you.
I think it's drugs.
You
think
opportunity.
So?
Yeah.
It's just opportunity. I just haven't been around enough hard dicks. I think that I have, actually.
Could be drug-induced homosexuality. That's a popular thing, drug-induced homosexuality.
Tell us about that.
We used to have these, man, I talked about this somewhere.
Wait a minute, what about Will the Thrill? I feel like.
Oh, yeah. What happened to Will the Thrill?
I'll tell you what happened.
God
so,
damn it.
Will had a party. His family got a hot tub, you know, and we'd never seen a hot tub, so we went over there. Everybody's pretty fired up. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we just.
Like an outdoor hot tub or indoors?
Outdoors.
Okay.
What time of the year is it in New Orleans?
I mean, it's
sweltering
probably,
heat or temperate?
It's probably pretty fucking hot, dude. It's really the worst place to have a hot tub.
It's a bad place for a hot tub.
Yeah. I mean, it's like just making soup out of your friends and family, really.
Yeah. Aspen, that's a good place to have a hot tub.
Yeah. Big Bear.
Telluride.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, Covington, Louisiana, not the best place. So we're all sitting in this hot tub, and this one fellow who's a little older than us had already started ejaculating. You know, mm-hmm. He was...
Inside the hot tub.
No, just in his life, on his life spectrum, before he'd shown up that day, you know? He'd been ejaculating on his own time.
Had you not ejaculated at that point?
And we didn't know anything about it.
So you're 10 or 11?
Yeah, I don't even remember, man. Some of those years really blend together.
Okay.
But I was young.
You had a lot of jobs in the window of your life.
Yeah, man, you had to work, you know? So, what else? Oh, so we're sitting there in the water, right? And this boy, this older boy, had been in school. He'd been in middle school for probably 9 years.
He's in prison now, isn't he, this guy?
He probably could be, actually. Yeah. I remember he drove to middle school.
I had a guy that drove to middle school.
Yeah.
Full beard.
Yeah. All of us are like 12. This motherfucker shows up in his dad's car driving other kids. I'm like, we're all 12. How are you? How do you have a valid? Motherfucker, sure as shit, 16 years old, just got my license. I'm like, you're in eighth grade and you're 16?
That means he's retarded.
Yeah. He might still be in eighth grade.
Which is... Gives you hope because that means he can still be retarded and have a driver's license.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
We had a brother at our school that was in school for so long, they just let him work there. I remember this dude, Mr. Larry. I remember he was in my middle school class, and we called him Mr. Larry.
You do that in the South a lot. Mr. Kenny, Mr. Larry. There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Mr.
Why is that?
This guy was a classmate, and he was like 20, though. And it was like, oh, Mr. Larry, did you do your homework, you know? And then they just gave him a job as a janitor. And he used to piss over your shoulder when you were urinating at the urinal. He'd come behind you, pee over you.
No, he would not.
Yeah, it was his big trick.
But was he really tall?
Sounds dangerous.
No, he's regular size, dude.
Just great aim?
Regular size.
Just fucking.
Had a lot of buildup, a lot of pressure.
What happens when the stream starts to diminish and then it's like slowly?
I think the PSI that was naturally in a brother during those years, he was a black gentleman.
Okay.
The PSI built up into them from anguish.
So it's
probably
like an air compressor for balls.
Yep.
Okay, so you're in the hot tub. Your buddy
Steph Curry of pissing over people.
Who just take the paint off a wall.
It was good, yeah.
Just from the back of the room.
And so we're sitting in this hot tub, and this one fella started masturbating himself under the water, you know? And we didn't know, because we didn't know this was a thing. So at one point, he stands up and just starts just...
Full boner.
Just spraying out into the thing. Just
stop
jacking.
He's under the water, eating off. Yeah. And then he stands up and just starts letting everybody see what's going on.
Just ejacking out into the little pond we're in.
Now, you guys not knowing that had happened, you hadn't been on the internet or much anymore?
They didn't have the internet.
Yeah, that was
okay,
back,
so
yeah.
You're...
One dude had shown me a piece of cooter at the library, I remember. He'd taken me outside in the rain, and he's like, look at this cooter, boy. And then he punched me, this big guy. He actually ended up being a chef. I saw him years later. He was a chef.
What was he trying to accomplish?
No doubt.
He was indoors. What was he trying to do? Oh, I don't know. He's
get you hard and then punch you in the face while you got a hard dick? Here's a pussy. Now, bam! Don't ever look at it again.
That's my girl.
Here's a
don't you buy me. Hustler number 98.
Here's a picture of my wife's pussy. Don't be looking at my wife's pussy.
He was angry. He's probably dealing with anger from the house. He's probably dealing with home anger that he wasn't.
Did that trauma, now every time you saw pussy, were you kind of cowering a little bit after that? Like, oh, there's another cooter. Where's the punch coming from?
Yeah. Do you like a furry pussy or a smooth one?
Oh, man. I probably prefer a smooth one or something mild, you know? Stepdad, you know? Got a little bit of that stepdad fur on it, you know?
Stepdad?
Not a beard, but a goatee on it.
Stepdad fur?
Never heard a vagina referred to as a stepdad.
I've never heard of stepdad fur ever for anything.
No. Oh, 70% of stepdads have goatees, dude. Check it out.
Is that true?
Are you a stepdad?
So. I could be. You know what's so funny is I've recently had visions that I would marry a woman who already has a child.
Will the thrill.
So Will the Thrill. So this dude just comes up out of the water, just starts ejacking into the
into your consciousness.
Into our whole lives, basically. Yeah. Coming into our universe, really, because we've never seen it.
Uh-huh.
So Will, being a nice kid, he thought something was happening to this guy. He was melting out of his penis or something.
Quick, hide the dick in your mouth.
No.
Yeah.
That would have been insane.
Everybody save yourselves.
Yeah.
I'll plug up the hole. Everybody run.
That's an old Key West trick. That's the old don't let the cum hit the ground.
Yeah.
That's that old don't let the cum hit the ground.
5 second rule on that jizz.
Yeah.
So anyway, Will grabbed his penis with both hands to stop it, to prevent him from...
Like kinked in a hose?
Yeah, to save
it. I do that sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, God, that makes me spoiled just thinking about it. So Will just grabbed his dude's penis with both hands, dude.
And just squeezed it or bent it?
Just squeezed it to stop. Because I guess he thought he was like melting out of his penis, you know?
Right, of course. That happens.
And this dude who was a man, I mean, he'd been in school for so long and not really getting the hang of it.
That's usually what happens for the ones that are in it for a long time.
Yeah. Not really getting
But he didn't give up.
This whole being a human thing.
He didn't give up. He punched him in the neck, dude. And it was the only time I ever saw somebody just get hit full throttle in the neck.
For so this guy, he's got the fucking trapeze of cocks right here. And then the other guy looks at him and is like, boom.
Well, you had two different universes. You had one guy who thought that everybody had been ejaculating.
Yeah.
And then you had another, the rest of us who had no idea what this was.
But even if we all had been, as you say, ejaculating, that doesn't mean that we're all going to ejaculate together. There's a sense of propriety that I believe that Will the Thrill or this other gentleman were perhaps missing.
Oh, I think they were each missing a lot, you know. I just think that. By the time the one boy was trying to save him, you know, and then he
like a Mother Teresa kind of move almost.
And the guy who has his dude grabbing his dick, you know, he already knows.
Back off, Calcutta.
Yes. Boom. Yeah. Just like, you know, it's like this young fella's getting all Roman out here, you know.
Yeah.
This dude's,
is that how he got the nickname Will the Thrill?
I don't know, but I think it changed him forever. He ended up working at a CVS, bagging groceries at a CVS.
Not a bad gig, though, really.
Bad gig. And it's not bad, and he's a great kid, and he's just, we've all been through some things. But I feel like there are moments in your life when you're a child that can really shape you, man, and just some of them hang with you forever, you know.
You grab a man both hands, you double fist a boner. In midstream,
and like get hit in the neck.
That'll change you. And then you take one to the neck, like, that'll shake you up.
It sounds like you were in your third wishing well, because it sounds like a lot of wishes came
Will
true.
Will Spinks, that was his name. Will Spinks, named after the boxer, I guess.
The last name?
Probably not.
Usually it's first names.
He had a brother, too. They were both Spinks.
Was a brother named Leon?
That would make sense that the brothers would both have the same last name.
Yeah.
Was his brother named Leon, by any chance?
Nuh-uh.
Michael?
Like, nope.
Yeah, okay. Probably not named after the boxers then.
Okay. They had a group in our town, though. Johnny, Lonnie, Ronnie, they were all this Bungie family.
Sounds like a new addition.
The last name was Bungie, and they all had...
Lonnie Bungie, Johnny Bungie.
Ronnie
they
Bungie,
all fought
but
a lot,
two more
they?
That rhymed with Lonnie and Ronnie. I'm trying to think of what they were.
Bonnie, maybe?
Mm-mm. Connie.
Mm-mm.
Connie.
It was man, both man.
Donnie, Lonnie.
Donnie.
Donnie, okay.
Donnie, Ronnie, Lonnie, Johnny. And the other one was just bizarre.
And Dave.
Beelzebub.
No, it was something Ani.
Marcus.
It was something Ani.
Mm.
Like
Gianni?
Gianni.
Yeah. It might have been John.
Gianni?
It could have been Gianni, the
and
Italian.
He also worked at the indoor Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he did, man. This boy named Chucky Reef used to work over there. And he used to get high and steal carts. He would steal all the carts from the shopping place and put them in the woods back behind there. And he had a big plan to melt them down and build something.
Oh.
And he never did.
Damn. Melt down shopping carts into just a...
I don't know.
Whatever.
Fortress.
Yeah, something.
So anyway, you get out of the wishing well. How much money comes out of the wishing well?
Let me think about
that. And you had to do this quarterly. Every 3 months, you would have to go to these two holes.
Yeah, you got to get taxes
on it. Most ever pulled out, probably... $90.
Any bills?
No. I don't remember any bills. Good question, man. No bills. A bloody sword. One time somebody thrown a bloody sword in there.
What kind of sword? Like a ninja sword or like a machete?
Like a middle-sized sword. Nothing too heavy. Not like an Excalibur kind of
thing.
Like
something from Troy?
Yeah, not
like Troy, he had that little short sword Brad Pitt did.
Oh, yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah. Like something like a Frenchman would fight with, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
But
oh,
yeah, bloody sword, I remember. What else was in there? Just fucking mostly trash.
Tampons?
Dude.
Any tampons?
Condom.
I didn't even know what a tampon was at the time, I don't think, so I would have noticed.
Condoms? Now, when did you start your ejaculating? And after that, did it all make sense about poor Willie's predicament?
Oh, yeah. Well, it all really took on a new vision then once I knew what was going on. You know? Cause at the time, yeah, that started it all for a lot of us. Like, we didn't know that you could do that. So to see that, you know.
Did you go home and try it?
Yeah. I started trying it soon after that.
You're like, I got
to
see
it. So you were inspired by seeing this other gentleman's hard penis.
Did you think you needed?
I'd like to get in that kind of throws where I would punch a fella in the neck.
Yeah, did you think you needed like a Robin to your Batman? Did you need a Will the Thrill in there? Like, hey, Will, come over. I want to try that thing we saw in the hot tub.
I don't know. I think I was scared. I think it also put a lot of fear in me.
I bet.
You know,
though, I think it's just like the...
I'd be more afraid of, like, the guy, every time I see a pussy, someone's going to punch me.
That's true. But the kindness of touch, you know, and just what kind of touch that is, like, just grabbing it and gripping it and, like, bending it and is one thing. But he could have just started, you know, just...
Working it like a...
Helped him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, also...
Like a cat needs you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A cat's like just doing this on a fucking...
I think it's important.
Boner.
Maybe he was trying to show everybody, you know, there's difference in what's appropriate touch, y'all.
Yeah.
This is not the time for that death grip.
Yeah. Maybe he went too hard with the death grip. I think it was a lot of nerves. It was a horrible...
Because the wrong way to stop coming is after you started coming.
Yeah.
You gotta squeeze that pipe before. It begins. If you're in the midst of it, that it's nearly painful. He did the right thing by punching that fella in the neck. Shame on you, Will the Thrill. Shame on you.
Willis Spinks. I don't know what happened to him, man. He might have died of AIDS.
Wow. Or cancer, just like our
good
friend.
Why has he got AIDS now?
I don't know. I was just trying to bring the story full circle after what you guys
said. He might have. Now, where can people get your album?
Oh, you can just get it on iTunes. It's called 30-Pound Bag of Hamster Bones. And you can check it out. And I appreciate it. And thank you for the support, Jason. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, dude. You're one of my favorites. Another story I would like to get to. Of yours, because I know you have to leave a little early.
I'll say, man, I got here late, so it's only fair.
Goddamn right it is.
Especially after since Tate took off his jacket.
Yeah,
I might stay, man. That's the best looking thing I've seen in a while, dude.
I'm telling you.
I've been
lonesome. We'll go over it later.
Makes me want to Indian burn a boner in a hot tub. Not in a gay way, though.
Is there any gay UFC men out there?
Yep. Couple. One guy just
Canadian.
Himself.
That's the same. Well,
that guy's Canadian.
I don't think they're synonymous, but.
That's what they say. That's the term. That guy's Canadian. No?
It is now.
It's one of the worst things, man. I've heard stunt guys say that before. Yeah. Heard guys on film go, oh, the Canadian gentleman over there.
Yeah.
The black guy.
Oh, black guy, yeah.
It's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Canadians get the brunt of everything, no, really.
That's because they're the only ones that don't get pissed about anything.
They're calm.
They're like so nice, and they're just like, oh, you're just taking the piss out, eh?
We got called pussies by Canadians on the internet the other day because they said
Do they have the internet?
We backed down by Dapple. I was like, you guys are lucky we don't want to make y'all a parking lot right now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Don't let us sniff around y'all your oil fields.
Diet America up there. Cut it out.
Dude. I didn't even think Canada was real, dude, when I was younger. I thought it was just a place like where we practice like safety equipment and stuff, you know?
It kind of is.
It seems like a place where you go to like try out helmets and stuff.
Yeah,
that's
what it seems like. That is what it seems like. What,
The Canadians,
when
man.
Does your Jumanji come out?
I don't know.
You're in the new Jumanji?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
You would play a rhinoceros, true or false?
Define rhinoceros.
Those animals with the thing and then they go running around. They kind of look like giant pigs, but meaner. Like an elephant had a
like
pig.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so that's not you.
Wait. Maybe a crocodile? No, maybe a rhino. How do you know about that?
Ah, keep my ear low to the ground.
How do he know? How do you not know?
I forgot.
Wow. That's awesome, dude. Jumanji, that's so cool.
It was
because it's just such a neat, that's an iconic piece.
It is. I really wish Robin Williams were alive still.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, that movie was good, man. That movie was really good, that Jumanji.
I went to go see John Wick 2 with a ghost from John Wick 1, which that was cool.
That's me.
Oh, really?
He got killed in the first one, then we went to go see the second one together.
Oh, that's cool.
So was any part where you were like,
I can't wait for the third one.
I'm
hoping
that
time passes and I come back on the third one.
Oh, yeah. That'd just be like, oh, I don't remember that guy because he kills so many people.
Yeah, I get a good part and I get to shave my beard and then I'll come back as whatever.
That's awesome, dude. You should have one long movie where it's like you just come back from all your other movies and just like raise hell.
That's the best thing about like Westworld is that I can.
I know.
They just bring back people all the time. You're a robot.
They could easily bring you back for that. Was that your favorite thing that you've done, like television-wise? Because I know movie and TV are different, but that was so cool. You smash your head in with a rock.
I mean, that was cool. It was cool. All the stuff that goes up to it. Christian Tinsley is the guy that did the makeup and special effects for that, and seeing everything like that goes into it. It's like the art of magic. It's amazing, man. Like all the stuff that I get to get privy to of really talented people is dope. But the best show ever was a Disney show called Jesse that I was on, and that is the best just because.
About Jesse Owens.
A little redheaded girl.
Jesse.
And it's
I haven't seen it.
If you're like 7 to 9 years old, you're really into it. And if you're not,
I just showed him that picture from.
No, neither of those are me.
When you were in picture. Westworld.
Those are reproductions of my head.
That's awesome.
It's really good.
Wow. Is it scary to see yourself reproduce like that? Does it almost make you feel like less of a person?
Did your mom freak out when she saw
it? I watched it with her. I watched the finished result, and she was legitimately upset with me.
I could see that.
Wow.
People don't like
magic. Why? Because you didn't tell her, hey, just
like,
you know.
I'm sitting right here.
It's the dark arts, dude.
Did she start crying? I can't believe he's dead.
The dark arts.
Well, people don't like magic. People don't want to see sometimes the powers of technology.
I want to see all of it.
When you I did? First saw
yeah,
you.
All of it.
I don't.
When I first saw you do stand-up for the first time, and we had been friends, we knew each other from different circles, but I sat down and watched your set. You said something, and I was like, I'm automatically going to love this guy. You said that you grew up in a part of America where people weren't too smart, and a lot of people in your neighborhood were easy to perform magic in front of.
Yeah.
That sums up people so well when you're like, oh, everybody knew a kid in their neighborhood that would just like, you could do the dumbest magic trick, and he'd be like, God damn. Man, you got powers, man.
That's awesome. Like,
I'm gonna swindle this kid until we're 20. Like, we met at 8, and I am going to fuck with this guy for the next 12 years.
He's still waiting for you to come back with a bag of weed. He's like, no,
right.
Back.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm in the garage. Remember your garage, bro? It was like the place where you, like, sneak out to do shit. Like, just like, oh, I'm just going to be in the garage.
Basements, too.
Yeah.
Or the woods. Like, if you.
Oh, the woods.
Well, which one did you have, Tate? Did you have. Well, you guys had the woods, probably.
Woods.
Yeah,
Michigan.
Absolutely woods. Absolutely woods.
Indiana, you guys definitely had the woods.
Empty lots and shit. And then, like, I don't know. It's all, like, all that. You hide all that shit. Like, and I don't know. Or like, old abandoned shit. There was an abandoned bus, like a school bus that was abandoned out in this rye field.
Oh, I bet a bunch of good, safe things happened in there.
It was awesome. We'd go there every day. It was fantastic. And it was like your fort, your hang. It was kind of like your safe place. It was like you were grown up, but you're fucking 11 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just, like, run in there and run out or just be in there. What do you think, like, I just miss being a kid so much, man. It just hurts my feelings sometimes.
Wow, that's really – I'm sorry to hear that. What about it do you miss the most? Just
you get
the
more
freedom,
pussy now, though, right?
The lack of responsibility.
Yeah, I get more pussy now, but I don't even want any of this pussy now. I just feel like it's not
– I got more dick as a kid, but a lot of pussy as an adult.
Damn.
I mean,
choices.
And local. Yeah,
sometimes you got them, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you just have
to
say so.
We used to this pedophile. We had this adult pedophile man that took us to a Marilyn Manson concert.
A pedophile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kid toucher.
All right.
He took you to a Marilyn Manson. Is that the same Marilyn Manson concert where you got hit by a dead raccoon or something?
Yeah, dude, threw one off a stage. Marilyn.
How old were you?
Or his buddy. 15. This dude. And he actually went to jail for being a pedophile, and then he died in prison. He also owned a delicatessen.
He was what?
He owned a delicatessen.
Okay.
his family owned a
delicatessen. I thought you said he was also into delicatessen. I was like, is this another sex thing?
No. This dude,
lunch meat wrapped around boners.
He never touched me, though, and I never thought. Sometimes I didn't even know if he was a pedophile.
Do you feel unwanted from that? Like, what's wrong with me that he didn't want me?
You know what I do feel like sometimes is, as I get older, you start to wonder maybe if something did happen, you just don't remember it.
I think every adult has that fear. I think every adult, you get to a point where you're like, man, I kind of don't have, like, strong memories from 7 to 9. Like, I wonder if somebody got to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if I was just gobbling dong and blacking it out.
Oh, Christ.
Just tucking cocks into my mouth. Every one of my mom's friends hosing me down like I'm in a New Orleans hot tub in 1982.
You know what you could do?
Yeah, what could he do?
Yeah.
You could swab your gums.
How do I back out of this corner, Tate?
Well, what I'm thinking is they do a lot of stuff where you can go
in the
virtual reality.
Virtual reality memories?
And so maybe you go and you're virtual, maybe it's just you choking on a couple dicks and seeing if it jars anything loose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. We got to get a couple local cocks out here.
Grab yourself a Bobby Lee type or something non-threatening. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm just saying no. You can't just dismiss it.
Yeah. I'm not dismissing it. I just think putting a little dick in my mouth isn't something that I would have done as a child. All dicks are big as a kid. I want a fucking anaconda. Like, I want to crack my lower jaw.
No, you don't.
Cock. Let me get the balls in there, too. You know what I mean?
Jason, stop, man.
Or not.
You don't want that.
Do you know what kind of a skill it would be to get the balls in also?
Yeah.
I mean, it's rather ambitious of you.
You just want a small cock, dude, if you're going to suck somebody's cock.
I'm trying to jar my old memories loose.
You want to start small, though, I think. It's like you don't want to go in and take an hour on stage for your first time doing stand-up. You want to go in for 3 minutes or something.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe that's always been my problem.
You couldn't handle a huge cock right now, dude. Here's the funny thing about dudes always talking about sucking dick. Like, you'd even be able to suck dick that good.
I think I could suck dick good. You don't think you could suck? I'm not saying
I
would enjoy it.
You're gonna take?
I'm not saying I would enjoy it, but I have a dick, so I would know how I would want my own dick sucked.
Do you think you'd be better at it than all the girls that have ever sucked your dick before?
That's a great.
No, but they have a lot of hours on the clock.
You got more hours jerking yourself off. I mean, if you're doing a little hand job and mouth at the same time,
I'm saying first dick for me to suck, I would be better than the girl's first dick that they sucked. Because they don't have a dick, so they don't know what's going on.
I'm so sick of my dick, dude.
Really? Well, of course you are. You keep sending people pictures of mine.
Yeah, it's true.
You must
just
really
sick of it, man.
Why are you sick of your dick?
I just don't want it anymore.
What has your dick ever done to you?
It just plagues me and makes me masturbate a lot, and I don't want to do that.
Almost late. Is that why you were late?
No,
I was late.
Really?
But I was still the first one here, you fucking dick scrubbers. What the fuck are you guys up to all day long?
I don't even know, man. It's a great question.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I'll fucking have to call off coffee appointments and meetings.
Because of masturbation?
Yeah, and I get caught in a porn loop and I just can't get out.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to solve
that.
Does
porn make your life unmanageable?
And then it's like 4 hours later, and I'm like, and then you come when you finally find the right image or whatever, everything comes together, and you're like, and it's not even that good anyway. And then you just feel like a loser. You got cum all over your leg and your hand and your chest, and you're like, fucking great. And then it's just a sprint to clean up and get into the car to go have coffee with your mom or whatever you're doing. You know what I mean?
I just beat off while I'm having coffee with my mom. You ever jerk off so much that you can't even come? You ever jerk off so much, like
absolutely.
The fourth or fifth
hurts,
time?
It just aches under your balls.
You can't even come, just a stick comes out that says bang.
Do you know when it was great, though? I still go back to the first time. When I'm like 13 years old and I've stolen my first Wii magazine, I'd seen Penthouse and Playboy, but Wii, O-U-I, it was old school.
Yeah,
the filthiest filthy of filthy porn, right?
Vowel pussy, they call
it. Yeah, bro. I like the vowel pussy. And that's where all the good bald pussy was and fucking guys slamming girls, the whole everything's in there. All the 900 numbers, all of that.
Fun.
And I got that one, and I fucking must have come like 6 times in the afternoon.
Oh.
But every one was just long, thick ropes of cum, just fucking solid. And then my dick started bleeding, though, by the time I got to the last one.
From the inside or outside?
Outside, outside. But it wasn't used to that kind of wear and tear, you know what I mean?
Were you jerking off with sandpaper?
Dude, what might part have just of
I Like Highway to Heaven did y'all not grasp, dude?
Do you ever think about this? Taking, like, let's say your dick as hard as it possibly could be. As hard as your dick possibly could be. This doesn't involve jerking off to you, I promise.
I'm trying not to jerk off and watch porn right now.
Well, here's a good way to not do it.
Well,
so
don't
this is
look
a fucking
at me right now, and you don't need to jerk off in front of us.
I'm not going to jerk off here.
Super hard totally dick fine. Like this, right? Super duper hard. Yeah. Cheese grater, and just all the way till your dick's completely gone. There's just nothing left. It's just balls.
That's what Nikola Tesla did.
What are you talking about?
He said he fell
in love with a bird.
He said that his...
Who, Larry Tesla?
Mr. Larry? No, Nikola Tesla.
Oh. Are you talking about the scientist?
Yeah, he said that his sex had become such an impediment that he'd removed his sexuality.
Yeah.
Whatever that meant for the most brilliant
man to ever
live.
I've thought about mailing.
And that's what you're talking about.
Dude, I've had dreams where I mail my genitalia to like a...
What about like saltpeter or something? You could take something and make your dick soft all the time.
Yeah, I don't want that.
What do you want?
Because I still want to have some natural feelings, but I just don't want it to go to the point where I'm where it's infecting
my brain.
You get
one or the other.
I don't know.
You really thought about it, though.
Well, sometimes I have dreams where I mail my penis to, like, and my balls, and I mail them to, like, Africa or a country where people are starving, you know, because I feel like...
So they could do what, eat your balls and dick?
Dude, I got kind of a little bit of a girthy dick. I could...
Why wouldn't you send that picture
family? You could feed a family.
I could feed a couple of people for probably a week and
a
half.
If you have the audacity to think that you would send your white New Orleans penis to Africa to feed somebody when there's just fucking slinging African dicks all around there.
Yeah, but they're not.
And you're sending his dick as a stunt dick to girls. There's something that doesn't make sense about this.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of it.
Bear that thing. Let's see it.
Yeah, you seem extremely concerned about
it. I'm
not
getting my dick out here, dude.
I thought you wanted to get to the bottom of it.
Dude, this ain't my childhood and this ain't a hot tub, bro. I do want to get to the bottom of it, but I just don't want to. But sometimes I feel like I'm running around with like if there's somebody starving and I don't care about my dick that much, then it starts to get into my head that I'm running around with like
food. In your pants.
Like I'm hiding
food.
What
about though
someone.
If you kept it, you could just feed people all the time, but if you cut it off once, it's just one meal.
Wow, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you teach me to fish, feed me for a lifetime, give
me
a fish,
little spigot.
A day,
that's Jesus right there. That's highway to heaven.
Yeah. You're right. Maybe I am doing good. I just need to... I just need to probably reframe it in my head a little. But yeah, I just feel bad about stuff a lot. I just didn't get much sleep, too. So I'm just
Do you think
kind of...
you'd get much done if you didn't have a dick?
That's what I think I would get a lot more done.
You would get more done. You'd be inspired because I think your inspiration would go away.
No, I think I would be inspired. I think my dick is my
Achilles. I don't think we would have an alphabet or gunpowder or anything if it weren't for dudes wanting to fuck women.
We would have
nothing. Have monetized the internet. The internet wouldn't have happened. No. Not like.
But now I think that fucking and there's just so – I don't even think people are fucking anymore. I think a lot of kids aren't even fucking.
Does that make you sad?
I read a thing
Sometimes,
the other day.
To know
you
that
told me that the millennial generation is the least getting laid generation since World War I.
Well, it's a lot of people these days. I feel like everybody's just kind of a closeted homosexual, just fist fighting for Instagram.
But I think a lot of people, it's like to Tate's point.
They're fist fighting?
Fist fighting for Instagram likes. That's what I feel like. It's just a lot of closeted homosexuality, you know, and that's okay.
Where does the homosexuality come into it with the Instagram? I feel
like people have gone from loving other people and really that we're just so in love with ourselves, but there's this transfer of that energy whereas it's turning back towards them, they're focusing on other people. So I think
that are of their same sex.
Of their same sex, yeah. So there's just that hang up there. There's that confusion.
Like if I could only look more like that fella there.
Right, because it's coming back around.
And then maybe you're like, I'll get back into my childhood.
Yeah, like you're just coming back to yourself. You're just trying to love yourself so much. People just want to fuck themselves now.
I think it's like accessibility. Like our generation, you know, you had to find magazines. An old man had to die in my neighborhood that had a box of nudie magazines. He'd be like, hey, man, before they clear his house out, he's got all those
magazines. Dude, I got
a box
of VHS tapes like that. My grandma, my dad, and his brother, they'd lived in that house since they were little kids. They had fucking Playboys from the 60s, 70s. All this. I don't know what happened to those. I was all strung out. Wow. I fucked up. But those were good times. But then it's like you're hiding fucking magazines in the woods and shit under the bushes.
Dude, I'd like
a
treasure map.
And I'm riding my bicycle fucking... 5-10 miles away to the liquor store that I can get to because Cap and Bottle's right down the street and I can't steal porn from there. So I'm fucking 13 years old. I got to steal porn. So if I do get caught, it's not going to get back to my parents.
We didn't have accessibility.
Fuck. There's no internet.
Dude, my moms would go out of town. I'd be in the backyard with a flashlight, a shovel, a boner, and a treasure map.
You were the internet.
Counting off steps from a tree to dig
so
up porn.
So much more creative. So much more creative.
So much more, dude.
And now it's just accessible. So all these people get to puberty, and they don't have to forge out and go to some dance and try to fucking finger Ginny Ruckle, who was such a cunt and wouldn't dance with me in eighth grade. They don't have to do all that.
Ginny Ruckle.
Was that your first blowjob?
JR, no. They called her.
What was my first blowjob? That's a good question. That I wanted. Oh, that I got, you mean.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you feel like stuff happened to you as a kid, too, Theo?
There were times when I feel like I might have blacked out and they had an older gentleman standing over me. But I don't know if that's true or that's just my imagination.
Now, I do know one story that maybe you could share this with Tate. Theo and I were on the road together. We're in San Diego and we're hanging out. And I say to Theo, if you could relive one day of your life exactly how it was, what day would that be? And then Theo tells me about the time he met the world headbutting champion, I believe he told you that he was.
Yeah.
How'd that unfold?
African-American gentleman.
Yeah.
We'd been trying to get a little bit of liquor, vodka. And
underage.
And so we're,
and a homeless guy comes up to you.
Yeah, we're milling around this gentleman, dark-skinned gentleman, with dark hair and dark hands and dark legs.
We know how black guys look.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I didn't say
it's all over.
Super descriptive, though.
Yeah,
thank you.
It wasn't a white guy in blackface.
You paint a picture.
Yeah. So he said he'd go get it for me. He said something. I gave him the money. And,
ooh.
So he comes back out. He gets in the car. And I had a 1984 Ford Escort. And it didn't have a passenger seat in it.
So if you were in the front seat with you, you're in the back seat.
But he chose, most people get in the front seat on the passenger side and just get directly into the back.
Unless they want to rob you.
Right. And he chose to stay on his knees on the front passenger side. So that was a little alarming. But he had the liquor, so I'm driving him. And then he tells me he's the headbutton champ, right?
Which automatically, that's where my alarm goes off, which I know combat sports pretty well. I don't know anybody that's got the belt in headbutting.
No, yeah. But you know that he's homeless because he's claiming the belt.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's nobody that claims that belt that has a place to live.
Right, yeah.
So,
and there wasn't even a circuit or anything at the time for him to be out learning this trade.
Yeah.
So he, I pulled the car over because I don't want to get headbutted while I'm driving.
So that's, he says, hey, I'm the headbutton
champ. And you think that's on the table. You get a violent vibe from him?
I get a vibe that this isn't going to end super well, right? So I pull over kind of near
a hospital, I hope.
Just an area where I feel like some people might see us. Like I pull over not fully off the road, like a little bit.
You know you're not going to best him in physical combat.
Not a chance.
Got it.
This guy's huge. He might have had 6 or 11 arms. So he starts telling me about headbutting. And he had these two things of vodka, and I wanted the vodka. You know,
that's what you gave money for.
I wanted the vodka. I'd given him money
for it. And it is yours.
And it is mine. He bought me one and him one. So
a lot of times the way that stuff goes, you got to get a guy to buy for you.
Yeah. That's the trade-off, right? So he's taking my head and lining it up and stuff like this. And just
as any professional would.
Yeah, just explaining to me how it breaks down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he just hit me with one. He hit me with a headbutt, and I blacked out. And then I came to, and he was gone, and the vodka was gone.
Both bottles?
Both bottles, yeah.
Uh-huh. Cocksucker.
So he was a champ.
It would have been pretty cool if he would have left one bottle.
Yeah.
So Theo.
And he woke up to that.
Theo tells me that story.
Pants unzipped or zipped when you got.
No sexual invasions or anything, just natural, just headbutting.
No weird taste and.
Nothing like that.
Okay. So he tells me this
actually,
story.
Happy he was gone. So I woke up.
You said happy. You're making a boner thing with your forearm.
Just
you
feeling were, virility. I'm happy to be alive.
You were erect or not erect when he left?
Yeah, at the time I could have been erect because even when you fall asleep, sometimes you get erect at that age.
Even at this age. So he tells me this story. We're sitting on the porch at the Comedy Store in San Diego and at the condo thing, and he tells me this story, and I go, what does that have to do with reliving one day of your life? And he goes, I don't remember what day of the week it was, but that would not be the day that I would want to relive. All of that was his answer to, if you could relive one day, what would it be?
Here's the day I don't want.
I just know it would not be that day.
When you rode around town, were you on the lookout for this fella?
No. I was on not the lookout for him. Like, I never wanted to see this man again.
Really? You know, my dad used to.
I was scared.
It's a difference. I would be like, I'm going to find, like, I'm on the other end of that.
He was probably your, I mean, he was your size, and he was dark.
I was like that. I didn't have any abilities.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I really got a good ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbor kid, he was like, he's from a Catholic family, so they're always tougher because he had 16 kids in his family, so he grew up taking ass whoopings and giving them, right?
Yeah.
And
that family's poor.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you're rich, yeah, you're poor. Yeah. With 16 kids,
yeah,
you're poor.
Oh, yeah.
So there's three kids that don't eat per day, and they just rotate it.
And at least one died. Like, you have that many kids, there's kids dying.
It's like Johnny, Lonnie, Ronnie. You guys don't eat today. The rest of the Yannis, you guys get to eat. Tomorrow, Johnny, Lonnie, Ronnie, it's your day.
They
tighten the belt. Trough up. Break.
Trough up.
Trough up. And eat.
I want to hear about this beating, though.
Well, I was in fifth grade, maybe. It was the first time I took real good lickings. Like, I'd been in a bunch of fights before, bloody lips and this and that, but, like, and I had a smart mouth, man. And
were
I
you
was
always big, or did you get big later? Were you a big fifth grade? Were you
a
big fucking guy?
I was big, man. Yeah. I was 136 pounds, I remember, in the sixth grade. And I think everybody else was maybe 100 pounds or 90 pounds or something. Like, mm-hmm. I was always like a head taller than kids my age.
And were you a bully, or were you a
no? I was fucking clumsy as shit. I was like a giraffe that just came out of the womb. I mean, tripping over my feet. I'm this and that, like all that. But my cousin had a really good reputation as being a bad, because he's a bad motherfucker.
Mm.
Like, I'm the gay one in the family. Like, he's so tough. Like, mm-hmm. he's like fucking super, like Force Recon Marine. He's just tremendous bad motherfucker. And he'd put hands on a bunch of dudes. And so there's a, your Spencer's cut. There's like that kind of a thing, too.
That thing around town.
And so whatever. And then also, there's, you got to fight a lot if you're bigger, because
people want to take a shot at you.
People want to fight because there's nothing to lose. Like, and there's and so anyway, I started saying some shit to Paul, and Paul was older than me by a few years. And
this is your cousin, Paul?
No,
Paul Rodriguez.
This is the Catholic kid.
Okay.
And he says, "Oh yeah, what are you gonna do?" I said, "Fuck you, fuck you, whatever." And I remember that it was real snowy, and so the banks of the sidewalk were up high. And so as soon as I went down, I'm hidden from the street, so there's nobody seeing me.
Wow.
And he's just on top of me. He's like, "Wop, wop, wop," and he's like, "How about now? Fuck you!" And then he hit me so many times. I was like, "This could go on virtually for forever." And the answers to "How about now?" and the "Fuck yous" were getting longer and longer. And I'm like, "He's just getting a rest period now. He could beat me until he's just tired, and then he's going to recover and then beat me some." And so that was the first time I go, "Oh, there's huge consequences for your mouth."
Wow.
And but ever since, like, maybe it was after like ninth grade where I felt like I'll fight anybody and I don't give a fuck, and there's nothing worth my name or my integrity. And if you want to get it, I'm ready to die right now. Like, I fought a guy with a knife before.
And
I fucking smashed two older guys with a bottle once that were, like, always picking on me and my buddy. And I was high on acid, like, fucking. I was as a freshman in high school. And then you just had to change the narrative. And I go, I don't know if it was the acid or what it was, but I had a revelation right there and then. I go, mm-hmm. here's how it's going to happen, and there's going to be a price to pay.
Mm.
And I feel like you got to let everybody know that there's a price to pay for what. My dog Hank is a cunt. He's like shitty.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes up to you, he's going to fucking. And if you look timid, or if you roll to give your back and show some, he's going to menace you until you piss all over yourself.
Jesus.
But if you're a little tiny chihuahua and you're like, and just, he's like, "Oh, cool. They're about their shit." But if you're weak, he thinks you deserve to be killed, maybe. I'm not sure what he thinks.
Hang on one second. Yeah. I got to write this down. Never, never meet Tate's dog. Okay. Guys, you go to a lot of concerts, sporting events. I know you were at the big grappling thing last night. I wish you were
Eddie Bravo
about
Invitational. It.
It
was fantastic. One of the best things ever. They did a Gordon Ryan smashed everybody. He was really fucking great. A lot of people hate him, but because he's super cocky, but he's really fucking good. He's a next level grappler. Mm. And then they did combat jiu-jitsu, which was open. You'd like this, Jason? Open handed slaps. After we're on the ground. So we're wrestling up top.
So ground and pounds with slaps.
It's all, but no close fists. Only slaps. Yep.
Ooh.
So you can get
we're on the ground.
Full mount.
And slaps.
And just do like, why are you hitting yourself?
I go and I grab a footlock and I need both hands to do it. Well, that's a choice I'm making because now I'm not defending my face while you're slapping the shit out of me. And it was a cool event. It was cool to see.
You get a lot of eye pokes with the slaps?
Nope.
Pretty good with that.
People, because you have to pay attention to different things. Like in grappling, if you don't pay attention to being struck, there's a lot that's not real because you're If you don't have to attend, you don't need this acute awareness. But if you're gonna, if there's a little bit of taxation that happens because you're not paying attention or because you're hyper oriented on just one limb or something, there's a price to pay.
And you were telling me I could win $20,000 if I win this tournament.
Yeah, yeah, you'd have probably swept it. Yeah.
And how many people do I have to beat to win 20, 30?
You'd have to have four victories, and you'd have to finish each guy.
So four guys at once. I get to fight all...
Separate guys, and you have rest periods in between.
What a cakewalk. I only have to fight four guys.
10-minute matches, plus 5 minutes overtime.
A lot shorter than that.
I only do Royal Rumbles, dude.
If I get him to tap,
I went to a Royal Rumble.
If I get him to tap in like 1 minute, though, it's over. I don't have to go the
whole
time.
That's right.
So 4 minutes, four fights total.
4 minutes.
And then they just give me 20 grand?
Yeah, yeah. Eddie Bravo will write you a check.
Wow. To just tell him to write it right now, post-date it for the next fight. I won't cash it until after I beat the fourth guy.
Well, you're going to
have... Can I fight all four at once and just be done with this fucking thing?
You're going to have to apply to get into the tournament.
No problem.
Well, you're maybe going to have to beat some guys to get there.
No problem. Well, who do I have to beat to get there?
We'll go down on Wednesday. I'm going to go down to headquarters and we'll go.
Yeah, get a couple pictures of the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you come with me Wednesday night. We'll go down to Eddie's.
So tap out, choke out, any slap out. Can I get people to tap on slaps?
No, not because
dude,
you would
that'd
just
be badass though. Someone taps because I'm slapping the shit out of them.
So humiliating.
I saw some shit like that at a Benihana one time. Dude. I did. A couple black ladies get into it. Yeah.
No better fights in high schools, in all high schools in America. And I know a lot of people around the world listen to this. In American high school culture, there's never a better fight than two black chicks.
Oh, so scary.
First, I'm taking off jewelry. I'm taking off weaves. I'm taking off every nail. After you get through that 15
those
minute
are the worst fights to
peacocking
break up.
Thing,
yeah.
You don't want to get in that.
You know what's worse? Drag queens.
Yeah.
Fucking drag queens.
Because they have the...
Everyone to go, oh, sissy, this and that. Go ahead and grow up fighting your
the
whole
drama
fucking life.
Of a...
And they will stab the fuck out of you.
Yeah, they have the drama of a woman and the strength of a man.
It's horrible.
It's a terrible
combo. And handfuls
combo.
Of hair that they're not letting go of. It's fucking awful.
You guys are digging into my feelings in here.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, we're just giving you more advice. Like, don't
fight a
black woman.
What about prostitution, Theo?
I'm out.
You're all out of prostitutes?
I've never had a prostitute
I'm not getting
before.
Into it. I don't do it. I don't...
You don't condone it.
I've never had a prostitute before.
I think you got to hug a hooker, man. I think that's my new campaign, hug a
hooker.
Hug
a hooker.
That's a good one.
Let's get them off the street.
That's H-A-H. Ha.
Yeah.
Ha.
Yeah, it's our new comedy thing. We'll be a festival.
Hug a hooker.
Yeah,
a festival.
A hug a hooker festival.
Yeah, dude.
We'd be in like in Amsterdam. Then we'd be like Thailand. Like,
I mean, I think hookers are fine. I mean, I think it's a tough business, you know.
Well, it's different now, right? You're not walking the street anymore unless
it's
you
internet.
Just need rock. It's all if you're not internet access, you're behind.
Dude,
you're behind
slipping.
The industry.
Yeah, if you're still out there giving out pamphlets and shit, you're out. You're out. You're not gonna make the money you could
if you're on one of those flyers that they give you on Hollywood or on Las Vegas Boulevard or whatever.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Cinnamon, Simone.
Yeah. Use your real name,
yeah.
Hooker.
Only black girls for you. Cinnamon, Simone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I don't want any hookers. I'm just, right now, I'm trying to not even do sex. I'm trying to not do masturbation. I'm trying to not do pornography, man.
You know, there's a guy
that sounds like a guy that needs to mail his dick to Africa.
That's a guy that has a huge problem.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when you're just like, you know what? I need a timeout.
I've been through some tough, man. I've basically got
tough times.
Pornography, dude.
What does the masturbation cost you?
When I do it, you mean?
Yeah, when you're involved in pornography and masturbation.
It makes me feel ashamed of myself.
So it's just your feelings?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my feelings.
Get over it.
Yeah.
It feels good, right?
I wish I could get over it and just get back to the point where it just feels good, yeah.
And so that's not at all. What about when you fuck a girl?
Sometimes I feel shame there, too, even. But I think it's just because... If it's just that, if I don't have any feelings or anything involved in it, you know? I just haven't taken care of myself, like, in a good sexual way over the years.
Have you ever had Jason over for a sleepover?
No.
Something
I'm out.
About.
I haven't even done anything yet.
I don't even know what this...
And we could have popcorn and
I'm
had some
already
fun.
Out, man.
I'm
in a weird headspace
today. Where he's like, I'm out over it. I don't even know what that means. That
I'm not doing time. I'm not spending time with another man like him at night.
It's not like I'm tucking cock into my mouth. I was just going to tell some ghost stories and then.
Yeah, but you've already sucked like 11, 14 imaginary cocks since we've been in here, dude.
Yeah, not,
and I respect you taking them for the team.
But
you know?
That's to get his mental health right.
There's nothing gay. I'm just going to give you a hand job with my mouth while you're asleep. Everyone's turned this into some gay situation. That's not what we're trying to do at all. You're guys, right,
man. It's my bad.
Take a minute to do a couple quick sponsors. If we could, Caveman Coffee.
I've heard of them.
Have you heard of them? You're wearing a Caveman Coffee hat, Caveman Coffee shoes. We're drinking Caveman Coffee.
I just had one.
These are the nitros. These are what I love. Guys, go to CavemanCoffeeCo.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 15% off. What do you guys got that's new? What do you guys got?
Well, we've got an emulsified MCT, which you can pour directly into your cold brew or hot beverage.
What is that?
It is sweet, delicious, high fat, just good, healthy, medium chain triglycerides derived solely from coconut oil. Mm. And so we got that happening. And so that takes away the blender aspect of having to mix your MCT in to emulsify it. We got our new hibiscus tea, which is out, which is cold brewed and super fucking
delicious.
That's
what Ari loves. That's Ari's favorite.
Yeah, and I sent him a warm yerba mate, too, which we'll have that canned shortly, too.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
That's the new tea that I like, that yerba mate. It is fire caffeine.
And you know who's a fan?
Who?
Aquaman.
Is he really?
That's his new fucking shit, is Caveman Coffee.
Really?
Just Aquaman? In love with it, yeah. Jason Momoa.
Oh, I was thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, that's that big guy that was on...
he was like the Game of Thrones
back
in the day. And
he's got a new Netflix series out, too, I think.
Frontier. Anyway, we got all that. Caveman Coffee in Australia, cavemancoffeeco.com.au or .au, whatever. You guys know how to find that.
Awesome. And, guys, our good friends at SeatGeek, buying tickets to sporting events, concerts. It's way too complicated, and it always has been. I hated the ticket broker guy. Remember back in the day when you wanted a concert ticket?
Yeah.
It was like a guy's job. It was like a ticket broker. You would go there, and they'd be like, I mean, I might have some. It's going to cost you. They'd always do that kind of game, and you're like, ugh. I'm glad that guy's gone.
I am, too.
Ticket broker guy. But here's what's cool about our good friends at SeatGeek. They have come up with an app that is extremely user-friendly. You can go to their website, but why not have it in your pocket all the time? So go to SeatGeek. Find SeatGeek in your app store. Save it in your phone. And here's what they do. It's kind of like they will rank seating event seats in the event. Let's say you want to go to the New Orleans
Baby Cakes
game. And you put in, I want to go to Baby Cakes game. I want to spend $50. It'll rank all the seats for you so you don't have to do any hunting or any searching. Go to SeatGeek in the App Store. Grab the app. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNK in the... what do they call it? Where you go to? Oh, into the settings. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off of your first ticket.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's for. I mean, dude, it's great. And what's great about it is like you can have it on you, and you can be anywhere. You're traveling. Let's say you go to New York with the family or something like that. You're like, hey, maybe we'll go check out a Broadway play. Now you don't have to Google 9 different things. Pull out your SeatGeek app. Boom. Put it in. Boom.
What you can afford right there.
And it ranks all the different ones. Here's like from high end to low end. You know, so you can really tailor made. Your concert or sporting event experience. I think Tripoli is in Vegas, and he's going to go to the Mountain West basketball tournament.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Going to use SeatGeek to do that.
I love that guy, man.
So, guys, go to SeatGeek and put in the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you 20 free bucks off your first purchase of any concert event, any sporting event, any live event you would like to go to. So thank you to our good friends at SeatGeek. True or false, you have a scar from eating quarters.
There's
a scar on your side of you. We're hanging out.
Eating quarters.
We're hanging out. We're in bathing suits. We're enjoying a nice day at the beach.
Ate a bunch of quarters one time.
And he's got a little scar, and I go, oh, would you have your appendix taken out, or what happened? I was trying to see how many quarters I can eat in a row. Apparently that number's 9.
And don't do
it. Or 7. Or 7.
Do not do it.
What happens?
You got to get, some of them didn't come out of my system.
Uh-huh.
And they had to cut them out of me.
Right. How many did they cut out of you?
5. 5, 6. Let me text my mom.
So that's wonderful. My
Where
mom just
caught
texted
up?
Me.
Hmm? Where do they get caught
Probably
up?
Probably in your large or small intestine.
Yeah, large or small intestine, I guess. And I was one of them got infected. And then also, this is kind of dirty, but some feces, it caused some feces to break through into the lining or something, and that's what caused a lot of the infection, so they got scared.
Right. Yeah, you can get
and also, thought your body was going to go septic.
Exactly, right.
And my penis hole, I was born with a small penis hole, too, so they had to go in, cut it, make it wider.
Is that true?
Does it match the rest of your penis, though? Mm, or does it look weird?
It looks a little grinny.
Did you?
You know?
Were you old enough to go, hey, you know what?
No, I was a child.
Supersize that for me. You know what I mean? Give me like a real big like crocodile mouth.
That sounds like something Tate would
give
use.
Give me a crocodile
this
mouth?
This dude's over here putting out fires in a small neighborhood.
I know.
Well, that's the dude standing behind you at the urinal.
Yeah, Mr. Larry.
It's an amazing story.
Yeah, I hope he's okay, man.
What were his loads like if he would unload on a lady?
Oh, I don't know. He was just urinating then, but he had beautiful stream.
He was just urinating.
He had beautiful stream coming over you like a fucking sunset.
But did it ever get to – when I was in college – this reminded me of a story. When I was in college, I met these guys that were just like me. So drunks, crazy, always getting their dicks out, trying to get each other to look at each other's balls as a goof. They had the same kind of jokes, right? And there was this one guy named Brian Strauss who was like real big. He was like your size, a big guy. But he was cool, and I – you know,
why?
Was,
because most big guys aren't cool?
No. Kind of shit is that to say? He was laughing at all the same jokes
How's
and all
your
this
rib?
Shit.
You're
this
a size
so
queen,
good.
Dude. You're such a size queen.
So I get back from like having lunch and he's sitting in like the lobby or
How
whatever
many dicks
watching
did you
TV.
Go through at lunch?
Yeah, huh?
Just a couple.
The old Key West sampler, huh?
So I walk in and I just met all these guys and I go, oh, there's my new friend, my buddy right here. Let me get up behind him and like do a goof. And so while he's watching, like, whatever TV show he's watching, like Matlock or whatever's on during the day in 1993. Yeah, he's watching Howard Heaven. I'm right behind him,
beautiful
and I get
show.
My dick out, and I'm just slapping him on the top of his head with my dick like
this.
Just to, like, you know, do a goof.
Don't do it.
And instead of, like, you know, jumping up or realizing what it was.
The line crosser.
He thrilled it, huh?
Nah, he just leans back. Like with his head to like see what's doing that. So now I'm just like right on his forehead and on the bridge of his nose, like give him a nice hello, how you doing? He jumps up and like just and then it's like a Benny Hill chasing me around the couch, like
while your dick's out.
No man, I already tucked it. I tuck and run. I got a quick tuck and run.
All right.
Unreal.
He chased me for probably 15 minutes
just
around the same couch, and I'm like moving furniture in his way and like trying to run.
Trying
and
to
all he kept saying
that.
Is,
whoa.
I'm going to punch you in the face so much, people are going to think you're black with how bruised your face is going to be.
Oh, that's mean.
What a thing to
and
say.
And I was like, what a racist thing to say for this guy who just had a nice fucking dong right across his face.
Ugh.
But still wound up being friends.
Well,
still wound up being friends after that. Tater Tot, what do you got to plug? You got anything coming up? You got any shows coming up? You got any movies coming up people should check out?
Well, Jumanji, when's that coming out?
On something, there's a show called Ryan Hansen on YouTube Red. I go film tomorrow. Wild Woman is a show that I just did with my friend Nick. He wrote it and directed it, Australian dude, and kind of excited to see that come out. Did a little piece with... what's his name? Danny Trejo?
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that.
Oh, yeah, he's cool,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, interesting dude. I don't know, yeah, Jumanji, and like hopefully Westworld again, we'll see. Pirate Life Radio, new episode of that up with the Don Barris and Steve Simone will be coming up next week.
Nice.
And Skylar Astin, we just recorded one. And just find me at Tate Fletcher on Instagram, that's what it's called.
Theo, talk about your album. What else you got to plug? I know you got some dates coming up.
I'm going to have dates coming up too soon.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I just stay tuned, all right? There's going to be some dates. I'll have dates too, like these guys, the comics. I got dates at both. I'll have that too someday.
I believe it.
If you want to go do mine, you can, man. I got the punchline in Sacramento.
Be like crazy.
I don't know, man. I got the punchline in Sacramento coming up, and that's April 21st through 24th. And then I got, let me see. I got Side Splitters in Tampa, May 25th through 28th. So yeah, you can check that out. And, that's it. You can check out my album, 30 Pound Bag of Hamster Bones on iTunes. And I just, happy to be here with you guys today, man. Big fans of both you guys and Tate. Nice to get to know you a little bit better.
You
just
too,
to get
man.
To spend some time, man.
Always, 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 always love it.
Theo, you also have another podcast on All Things Comedy Network.
Oh, you have another podcast on All Things Comedy Network called The Allegedly Podcast, where we interview some celebrities. We just had a great episode with Fortune Feimster.
Mm-hmm. My buddy,
really
she just What's sold Fortune a movie Feimster? With, my buddy wrote a movie for her they just sold.
Yeah, she's a woman who, she's just super funny. She's a comedian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Yeah. It's good. It is a neat name. Like, what is Fortune Feimster?
Yeah, I'm like, is that a company or what is that? Yeah.
It almost sounds like the people like a vacuum company, like Fortune Feimster. Maybe not. I'm fucking tired. Yeah.
A couple gigs I'd like to plug, guys. I will be at the Cluck Hut in Mavis, Oregon, selling fake IDs in December. I'll be at He's Stupid in Atlanta on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
It's a good neighborhood.
I'll be at my buddy Nick's house after that. And I just got a new gig as a Foley artist for gay porn. So get ready for that. It's mostly a lot of fart noises and slide whistles. But I really think everybody will really love that. And I will be at the Klugerman School for the Deaf. That'll be a big honor. I'll be giving the commencement speech there. And I'll be headlining hecklers on the south side of Chicago for their Shitface Tuesdays. That can't go wrong. So get ready for that. And I'm at the grand reopening of Suicide Bombers in Fallujah. Seventh grand reopening. Don't know what keeps happening there, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to kill. And guys, go to BetDSI.com. Go to BetDSI. Now's a great time to start gambling. You got the NCAA tournament coming up. Great way to do parlays. Great way to win money. One of our longest running sponsors. And that is because all of us keep losing money on their wonderful website. So go to BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. What does that get you? That gets you $10 free to gamble with. It takes a couple hours before it hits your account. So don't start going crazy at us. But once it hits the account, you guys can go there. Put all your parlays on. I saw a couple people won on UFC 209. I did not. A couple of decisions I thought were going bad there. But go to BetDSI. BetDSI.com for all of your gambling situations that you need to get involved in. BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. Do we have a call? If we do, call. If that's Cousin Jeb, call back because I'm dying here. One of our – what's up?
I got to slip in a minute. Is that okay?
Totally, Mr. Jeff. Jam if you got a jam. We're just wrapping up. Is that Jeb? Let's see what we got here. You are on the Amazon, K-Man Coffee, BetDSI, Seat Geek Celebrity Hotline. Who do we got?
This is Cousin Jeb, boys. Hell fresh out the county jail not too long ago.
Now, brother, let me ask you this because I saw this. You called in 2 weeks ago, and then that exact same night, 2 weeks ago from tomorrow, you went to jail for the evening. What happened, Jeb?
Hell, I'm sitting here ripping a ball in the goddamn room. You know, I heard a little tussling and talking in the living room.
Breaking dishes.
Hell, your worst nightmare. I opened up a door and my goddamn grandma let about five police in. That's all she wrote to them boys, hell. They done smelt me and shit, you know, and hell, it made it even more awkward me walking in there with my half-torn boxers and shit. So.
Now, let me make sure I have this right. You're just smoking a bowl, hanging out. There's a knock at the door. Your grandmother lets in five cops, and they smelled you were smoking pot and took you to jail.
Yeah, but they had some info in me on me or something. You know, I'm pretty inexperienced to these situations with this legality shit. They wanted me to play narky-narky-nark, so I had to go cross county and get me a hotel room to stay at and shit and bullshit them, you know, until they finally did come and get me and shit. And I tell you one goddamn thing, I don't know about y'all's county jail out there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This shit's ridiculous.
You got to get out of jail, dude. You stay out of jail.
Yeah, that's a really good way to think about life, is just let's stay out of jail as like a wake-up, jump-off point. I'm going to stay out of jail today.
To be pleasant. They don't want you to win there.
But why did they want you to, who did they want you to narc out, Cousin Jeb? This is Ari's cousin, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Well, hell, you know, the person I have some dealings with and shit, I don't know, one of these pussies that I must have did some business with, I guess, is just turned over I don't know how many people and shit, you know, so I ain't trying to get in the middle of that shit. I ain't trying to get killed.
Why did five cops show up at your door when you're just minding your own business in your boxer shorts smoking a pot?
Bullshit.
Because this shithole county I live in, man, they just get their dick hard over petty shit because they ain't got nothing else to do, man. It's pretty goddamn sad. It's the second time I've been hit for it, too. Hell, first goddamn time I had to do 19 days, and first 7 days I was in there with this sumbitch coming off heroin. He wouldn't even sleep on his goddamn bed. He was, you know, they got the little bench you read your books on or whatever, and you sit. This sumbitch was laying down on the floor with its feet propped up on the little seat bench thing, sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Sounds lovely.
Could have had edema. Maybe he was just draining the water out of his feet. You know what I mean? Maybe he had swelling.
Labrador?
Now, you seem like you're kind of above the line for that kind of county. Like, you should be around better things with a higher aesthetic and higher value. Like, what are you doing hanging around all that?
It wasn't by choice, trust me. Hell, I violated my probation that time and went in there. They gave me 24 hours to community service, and I did 1 hour. And the judge, he just looked at me and he said, what the hell did you even do the hour for? Hell, you shouldn't even did an hour if you're not even going, you know, just do that amount. So
you were saying you like jail?
It's pretty good in Westworld, too, man. Whenever you got stuck between them rocks, I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
Good segue. Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's textbook cousin Jeb, yeah.
Yeah, good. Have you seen Ari around, Jeb?
I can't comment on that situation.
I understand. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't
want to avoid the contract.
So, Jeb, now do you have a court date? We have to wrap up here because we're wrapping up the show. But now do you have a court date? Or what's the next move for you?
Hell yeah, I got a court date, boys. I got to be at this sumbitch at 8:30 in the morning.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, boy, they throw the next day on me this time. So I had to go for my first appearance the next day. And this will be my second appearance to meet my real estate court-appointed attorney. So that sounds real fucking promising.
Well, I'm sure there's some great fucking court-appointed attorneys in your neck of the woods.
A real estate appointed? He does real estate law?
Yeah, I did a little research, and you know, I mean, it's possible. I'm going to do some goddamn time off this. They might try to hit me with a habitual or something.
Man, good for you, dude. That's going to pay off.
Well, I hope not, Cousin Jeb. Keep us posted. Call in next week and let us know how your court date went. Because we might have to start a campaign to free Cousin Jeb.
We'll get a GoFundMe going.
I tell you what, hell, it's pretty fucking ridiculous. And, you know, whenever you get treated like a criminal over marijuana, boys, it is a sad fucking world.
Well, you live in that part of the world where they just don't see. It's like it may as well be a fucking trunk full of heroin.
What state are you in?
North Carolina. Hell, they just busted a cult church from me. 10 miles from where I live, these some bitches trying to beat the gay out of people and stuff.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Research that too. Hell, it's called Word of Faith Fellowship.
There was one of Theo's buddies back in the day. He tried to beat the gay off a dude in the whirlpool.
Yeah, it was a small. It was like a hot tub, actually, Jeb.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a it might have been whirlpool. I don't know who was making it. Rayco, maybe, is that a company?
I think so.
RAYCO.
If it is, I'd be amazed.
I didn't mean to come on to you so hard
the
first time I met you, Theo. I like that little fluff you got going in the back.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate that, dude. That's the Lord's favor back there, baby boy.
That's a little gift from God. Just keeps on growing.
Yeah.
Well, Jeb, good luck to you. Call us next week. We got to wrap up and let us know how it goes. Good luck in
court.
Set
an alarm clock. Don't be late.
Do not be late for that.
Yeah, man. Take some pride in it.
Wear pants. Yeah. Can't stress that enough. Guys, go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link. That helps us out greatly. You guys have been doing great with that. So if you're going to do any Amazon shopping anyway, go to Punch Drunk Sports, click the Amazon link.
And go ahead and rate them on iTunes, for God's sakes. Take 3 minutes out of your life.
Why not? If you haven't already, please do. And allcomedytshirts.com. That's where you can get all the new shirts, all the merch. Red State Team shirt, Fight Nanny shirts coming out soon, Dildo Corn, Ari's new belt, the Diabolical Sam
Tripoli.
What's
Fight Nanny's shirt look like?
I'll show it to you. It's cool.
If it's not just her ass, you guys fucked up.
It's not just her ass.
You guys fucked up.
I mean, Tripoli had a couple ideas, but I don't think a lot of people would have bought them other than Sam, who would have just hung it over and beat off. Guys, and our merch makes great cum rags. A lot of cum talk today.
Oh.
So if you need to mop something up, get one of our new shirts. Go to allcomedytshirts.com and get it that way.
God bless you guys. I want to say that.
Guys, go out and get Theo's
Jesus
album.
And get yourself some of the old iTunes. You can get that. That Michael London guy that he did the stuff with the kids.
Michael London's a dancer.
Same thing. Is and he got that beautiful curly hair, Highway to Heaven. And yeah.
And guys, go buy 60 pounds of hamster bones, Theo Vaughn's.
It's 30 pounds, 30? Actually. And it's about
well, then
2000.
Buy it twice.
I like
get yourself
attitude.
60 pounds. Buy it for a friend. 30 pounds of hamster bones on iTunes, number one comedy album in the United States of America, motherfuckers. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. You guys are two of my favorite people. Suck it.
It's your balance.